Welcome to the IC Medan podcast. We are so glad and wanted to thank you for joining us today. If you want to know more about who we are, our service times and location, or how can you get involved, you can check our website at icmedan.com. We hope you enjoy the message.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to IC Medan Church at Home. And I am so happy to be back in Medan. I know we're still online, but I feel a little bit closer to you, at least being in the same city. And here we are having church again together. And I'm so excited about this series. This is week number 4 of Faster. And we're talking about running the race that God has set before us faster this year. We've been looking at how God has prepared us and disciplined us. And wow, the sermon last week from Pastor Frankie, giving us some daily disciplines to help us with that. It was such a powerful and motivating service last week. If you missed it, go and watch it on our YouTube channel or check it out on Instagram TV. This series is all about encouraging you to be better this year than ever. It's all about inspiring you to run harder, to motivate you to run faster in this race than you ever have before, fulfilling the purpose that God has given you and running the race for His glory. And like Pastor Frankie mentioned last week, so that we can get to the finish line and hear our Father say, well done. But motivating you without something changes, motivation without laying some sort of groundwork is useless, right? There has to be more than motivation. A couple of weeks ago, I called it systems. Pastor Frankie talked about disciplines, some of them being daily. These are habits that you set up so that you can reach your goal or reach the goal that God has set before you. We have to have habits. We have to put things in place. As a matter of fact, John Maxwell said, motivation gets you started. Habits keep you going. The habits are what you can be motivated. I can motivate you every single week. But if you don't make a move, you're not going to get anywhere. If you don't change something, you're not going to reach a goal. I can motivate you. Church could just be one day a week that you get excited and feel good about yourself, and then that's it. But that's not what church is about. It's about more than just the motivation. It's about you making a move. It's about you making some changes so that you can be who God created you to be and fulfill your purpose. So church is about more than just motivation. It's about teaching you the habits and disciplines so that you can be successful and run faster. It takes work. It takes practice. It takes having discipline to have new habits. So if you want to see new results in 2021, you're going to have to set new habits. If you have the same habits, you're not going to see new results. You're going to see what? The same results, right? So if you want new results in 2021, you're going to have to set new habits. That's why fasting is so important. We're doing the fast. We're disconnecting ourselves from some things in this world so that we can focus on connecting more with God, so that we can let our spirits get stronger and our spirits lead. I mean, you know as well as I do, all of your troubles come from either your body leading you or your emotions leading you. So if we can make some new habits and let our spirits lead, man, that makes us run faster. So today I want to talk to you about a strategy that runners use. It's called running hills. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, running hills. How many of you have ever heard maybe tales from your parents or grandparents when someone has said something like, it was so hard when I was younger, I had to walk to school up hills both ways? Have you ever heard that? I remember hearing my grandparents talk about this. Normally, you're barefoot in the snow, walking up hills both ways. I mean, we know that's impossible, right? If you walk uphill one way, when you come back, you're walking what? Put it in the chats. That's a test to make sure you're awake. You're walking downhill coming back. But the phrase walking uphill both ways is really just to say, hey, it was difficult. It was hard. It was a struggle. Maybe some of you feel like this last year was walking uphill both ways. Maybe 2020 felt like, man, I was just walking uphill all the time. It was always a struggle. It was always difficult. I know some of you would say that, and why not? It really was a difficult year. Right now, in the beginning of 2021, for many of us, it still is difficult. Things haven't changed drastically, and you probably are experiencing that. Maybe you'd say, Pastor Chris, I still feel like I'm walking uphill. But what if I tell you that running uphill makes you faster? What if I tell you that this is actually something that runners will use? As a matter of fact, I read an article about running. It said this: uphill training will help you become a faster runner and also increase your ability to utilize oxygen, making you a more efficient runner. So uphill training or running hills, it makes you faster. It makes you stronger. It makes it easier to breathe. A certified running coach, Audrey Springer, said the better your body can be at utilizing oxygen, the more energy you'll be able to output, or the faster and longer you'll be able to run. So what does that mean? It means if you will allow the difficulties you face in your life, if you will allow the hills of life to be times of training and discipline, the times of overcoming, developing new habits, not being afraid or trying to run from the hills, but allowing it to make you run faster, you'll be able to breathe easier. How many of you felt so stressed out or scared or anxious over this last year that sometimes you literally felt like it was difficult to breathe? But you did, right? You breathed. You didn't die. 2020 didn't defeat you. It made you stronger. Why? Because your God was with you. That's the encouragement when we're running hills, when we realize God is with us. And he uses even the bad for your good. When we read the verse, it says he uses all things. That includes the bad stuff. That includes the struggles. That includes the hills that we have to climb. It means that God is going to use that hill that you're climbing. So if you see this is part of my training, I'm not afraid of the hill. I'm running hills. It's making me stronger. It's making me faster. Now you can face bigger challenges ahead, bigger hills without fear. Let me encourage you with this. You do not have to fear the hills in this life. You do not have to fear struggles. You don't have to fear difficult seasons. If you're a child of God, why are you afraid of anything? If you're God's child, you don't have to be afraid of it. Why would you be afraid of anything you face if God is with you, if God is for you? Does that encourage you today? Does it encourage you to be reminded that God is with you? If God is for you, who can be against you? You've heard that verse. Now there's the motivation. What is the new habit? What's the thing that I believe God wants you to change today that will affect the rest of your year? What is it that God wants to put into your life, to put into your spirit right now? What is it that God is changing inside of you so that you can run faster? The thing is this, in 2021, do not see your struggles with eyes of fear, but see them with eyes that are fierce. Take out the fear, put in fierce. You're not going to see the hills with fear anymore, but you are going to look at them with eyes that are fierce. Fierce, the definition, it says, having an intense or ferocious aggressiveness, showing a heartfelt and intense passion. You'll love one of the sentences used in the dictionary to show how to use this word fierce. It's this: he kissed her with a fierce, demanding passion. Wow, that is what singles should be looking for, right? That's what married couples shouldn't be wasting. As a matter of fact, husbands, after this service, grab your wife and kiss her with a fierce passion. Fierce. The synonyms: powerful, strong, forceful, untamed, competitive. I mean, it's some intention and some purpose. God did not create us to fear. He created you to be fierce. He didn't create you to look at anything and tremble. He created you to be a mighty warrior, fierce. Isn't that what the angel of the Lord said to fearful, timid Gideon? He came to him and said, hey, mighty warrior. That's how God sees you. That's how he created you. It takes changing the way you look at things, changing perspective. I read a runner saying this about her experience running hills. She was talking about how she would see the hills ahead of her, and she would sort of see them and be afraid of it, or sort of be in dread of the hill, not wanting to run the hill, not wanting that challenge, not wanting to put her body under that stress. And she said that she made a change of the way that she saw the hills. She made a new habit, and she said she began to attack the hill. To attack the hill. That's fierce. Attacking it. When you attack something, it is with purpose, with intention. It's with confidence. Now, I want you to imagine if you adopt that habit into your life for 2021. What if you adopt that habit that every hill you face this year, you will attack the hill? Not be fearful, but you will attack it. Instead of seeing your problems as something to fear, instead of seeing them as something that's going to destroy you, you see them as targets to attack. I believe that God has some hills for you to take this year. Isn't that how they say in the military, they're going to take the hill? I believe that God has some hills for you to take in 2021. He's going to be with you. He's given you everything you need to succeed. But you will have to take the hill. You're going to have to take it. You're going to have to advance. You're going to have to attack the hill. There's going to be hills ahead of you. Are you ready to take some hills? Are you ready to attack some hills ahead of you? See how a simple change in perspective can change everything. I can tell you there's some hills ahead, but with some motivation that you're going to attack them and you're going to take them, you can see them with some excitement and not dread. You can be excited about the potential ahead of you. You know that something's going to come and you're going to attack it and you're going to take it and God's going to be with you. And each hill that you face makes you stronger for the next one. Each hill that you attack makes you stronger for the next hill. That's life. That's how we constantly are running this race. You won't get so worn down by the next hill. You won't be beat down by it. You won't be so exhausted by every little problem you face, but you become stronger. The secret to being able to be fierce and attack your problems and difficulties, to take your hills, is putting your hope in Jesus, putting your hope in Him, to trust Him in every area of your life. That's the secret. In Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31, it says, He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. See, the secret is hoping in the Lord. When you hope in the Lord, your strength will be renewed. It goes on and says, they will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Even when you're running hills, when your hope is in the Lord, you won't get tired anymore. You'll get stronger and faster. You can breathe easier. Your endurance becomes amazing, and you keep running, and you keep running, and you keep conquering, and you keep attacking, and you keep moving forward, and you see success in your life, and God is with you, and His blessing, and His favor, and it's contagious, and you're reaching people in your family, you're reaching people in your city, and you cannot be stopped because you've been training, you've been running hills. In 2021, remove fear and put your trust in God. Craig Rochelle says, what you fear the most often reveals where you trust God the least. What area of your life do you trust God the least? That's that fearful area. This is a year to remove that and say, God, I'm sorry I haven't been trusting you there, but from now on, I trust you in that area. Give that area to God and trust Him. Put your hope in the Lord. Put your trust in God in every area. Romans chapter 5, verses 2a through 5, it says, "And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Let me say it this way. We brag about the fact that God is good. I mean, the same verse, in other words, we are constantly talking about how we don't have to be afraid. We won't shut up about God being for us. We're excited about it. We get loud when we let everyone know that the difficult times in life don't stop the children of God, but we run faster. It makes us stronger. We get excited when we see a hill ahead. We're motivated. We're purposeful. We get motivated when we see a problem or a struggle to conquer. It brings out our competitive side. It reveals a fierceness placed inside of us, in our hearts by God. We attack the hill with confidence because God is with us. That's who we are. That's who you are as a child of God. Let me close with this. Have any of you ever had your heart broken? Any of you ever been galau? I shouldn't ask that, because in the chats, over half the young people are going to be, "Yes, let me tell you my story." You know, I don't mean just relationship broken hearts. Yes, we've been there. If you are galau right now, put it in the chats. Meet someone else who's galau. Who knows what can happen? But I want to go even further. I mean something where something broke your heart to the point that you wanted to quit and give up on life. Have you ever been there? Maybe it was something this last year, something you faced, and it made you want to say, "I just can't take anymore. I can't go on. My heart is broken." I read a story this week, just looking into running and reading more about running for this series, and I was reading about the Boston Marathon. There's a place in the Boston Marathon that is called Heartbreak Hill. That sounds horrible, right? Heartbreak Hill. The name comes from the Boston Marathon of 1936. So here's this portion of the race. Imagine you're in the marathon. There's this portion. You get to Heartbreak Hill. It is a steep incline, almost 1 kilometer. So you are running, and you get to this point where now you're going to have to run this hill. It's challenging. It's a struggle. It's difficult. In 1936, Johnny Kelly was someone running the race. Ellison Brown was ahead of him just before they get to Heartbreak Hill. And Kelly comes up behind Brown and pats him on the back as he passes him and hits Heartbreak Hill. Well, Ellison Brown took that pat on the back to encourage himself, and it fueled this fierceness inside of him. And he ran the hill faster than he was running. He passed Kelly, and on that hill, Johnny Kelly's heart broke. He lost hope, and Ellison Brown defeated him in the marathon. What is your heartbreak hill? What have you experienced that has tried to stop you? I want to show you these two people on the same hill. One of them has a broken heart and loses hope. The other one lets their hearts become fierce and run faster. How will you face the hills of 2021? With fear or with a fierceness? With hope or with a broken heart? When things get difficult, it's easy to want to give up. It's easy to have your heart broken. But when we trust in the Lord, when we put our hope in the Lord, our strength will be renewed. In difficult times, your heart won't break if you will receive God's love. Tell someone in the chats right now that God loves them. I want you to think about this for yourself even. Let someone know by name in the chats. Tell them, "Hey, God loves you." Wherever you are, I want you to say it. God loves me. Your heart can't be broken when you are filled with God's love. That verse says that He pours out His love into our hearts. When you keep that focus, God loves me. God loves me. He's for me. When you're sure of that, When you're sure that He loves you, even in the difficult times, even on the hills, you can glory in your sufferings, as the verse says, knowing that all you need is love. All you need is God's love, and your heart won't break. The verse says His love is poured out into our hearts. In 2021, when you're facing a heartbreak hill, I want you to feel God's hand patting you on the back, encouraging you to run harder and run faster. Don't let anything break your heart this year. You are a mighty warrior. You're not full of fear. You are fierce. So here's just one new habit for you today. And this is the thing that lets you live with joy and lets you live free and lets you make a difference in this world. The one new habit for today is simply to recognize the benefit of running hills. Not to be afraid anymore, but recognize the benefit. Number one, be fierce. No more fear. You're fierce. You're going to run hard. You're going to run fast. You're not going to be afraid of the hills, but you're going to let that competitive spirit rise up inside of you. Number two, attack the hills. The hill is yours. Whatever you're facing right now, it is yours to conquer, and God is with you. Number three, let the love of God fill your heart. Let the love of God fill your heart so it can't be broken. Keep your heart filled up. Stay close to Him. If you're not spending time with God, if you're not following the disciplines that were laid out for us last week, it will be very difficult to stay filled up. Fasting, giving, talking to God daily, reading His Word daily. Those are the things you need so that you can keep yourself filled up with God's love, so you can keep your heart full, so that you can stay close and connected. And the fourth and final thing is encourage someone who is struggling. Encourage someone. All of us should be doing this. A pat on the back and encouraging someone can give them the fuel they need to make it up their heartbreak hill. As you're running, just encouraging someone, hey, you've got this. Hey, this is yours to take. This hill is yours to conquer. Encouragement. Now, I don't know what was behind Johnny Kelly's pat on Ellison Brown's back. I don't know what the story was. There's actually two versions of this story. In one version of the story, Kelly patted Brown on the back to be arrogant and discourage him as he passed him. The second story is that the pat on the back was sympathetic and to encourage him. But what I want to tell you is this with this story is it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it was to discourage or encourage, because what I want you to do this year, what I want you to make a habit of this year, is let the discouragers fuel you and let the encouragers fuel you as well. If it's someone trying to discourage you and tell you, you can't take this hill, you'll never make it, I want you to look at them and say, watch me. If it's someone encouraging you and saying, hey, you've got this, I want you to just run harder and use the extra fuel and extra encouragement to lift someone else along the way. The point is, in 2021, you can be made to run faster. You can be fueled. You can be lifted up by the discouragers and the encouragers if you will just make this your habit. Nothing can stop you. Those who try to discourage you, it's going to push you on. Those who encourage you, it's going to push you on, because all you need is God's love in your heart. And when you are confident, hey, He loves me. He's with me. He's for me. He's behind me. He's pushing me on. It won't matter what happens around you. It won't matter what people say, what people do. You're going to run your hill. You're going to conquer it. You're going to be faster. It won't matter. Here's a verse I want to leave you with. This is what will describe you this year if you put your hope in Jesus and trust Him in every area. This is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 8. It says, some of the Gadites, these were from the tribe of Gad, the tribe of Israel. If you remember Jacob's son Gad, these are his people. Some of the Gadites joined David at the stronghold in the wilderness. They were warriors who were trained for battle. They carried shields and spears. Now listen to this part. They were as fierce as lions and could run as quickly as gazelles across the hills. This year, if you will make some changes, if you will make a new habit that you are no longer full of fear, but you see the hills ahead of you with eyes that are fierce, this is going to be you this year. You're going to be as fierce as a lion. You're going to run as quickly as a gazelle across the hills. It won't even be a struggle for you. Your life is going to change. You're going to feel free. You're going to feel joyful. You're going to make a difference. That kind of life will be contagious to every single person around you. You'll change your family, you'll change your home, and you will change this city. That's who you are, mighty warrior. Let me pray for you. Father, I'm so thankful for your word. I'm so thankful today that not only are we being motivated and encouraged, Lord, but we are being given new habits, Lord, to have a new perspective. Lord, to see hills differently. We don't see our struggles and our problems and our difficulties. We won't see them with fear anymore. But Lord, we will be fierce. We will be as fierce as lions. And you will cause us to run faster, as quickly as gazelles. And we will run across the hills in 2021. Lord, I pray that over every single person that's watching right now, that you will make this become a reality in their life as they set new habits. Lord, as they're not only motivated today, but they set this habit and they say, Lord God, with your help, with the power of your Holy Spirit, this year I am going to be fierce and I'm going to attack the hills ahead of me. Lord, I pray that that would be so in their lives, in their families. Lord, that you would bless them. Lord, that they would see your hand with them. Lord, that they would feel your hand patting them on the back when they're going up those hills that are difficult, and it will give them the fuel to run faster. Lord, I pray that you will make us encouragers this year. Lord, that we would be reminded, as a pastor friend of mine said recently, Lord, that when you move our hearts and ask us to give or to encourage someone or to tell our story to a family member or to be kind to someone, that is an opportunity where we are able to be an answer to someone else's prayer. And you are asking us to be a part. Someone is praying for something. And when you prompt our hearts, when your spirit moves on our hearts and puts someone in our mind or tells us to do something, we are being given a chance to be an answer to prayer. And you are recruiting us to be that answer. So Lord, let us be that this year. Lord, as we are running the hills and living this fierce life, Lord, as mighty warriors for your kingdom, Lord, I pray that we would encourage and lift people up around us. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you guys. I pray that God will be with you this week. Look, I pray that he will be with you as you face a hill this week. I hope that you are asking God, send me a hill this week so I can conquer it, so I can be trained and I can be faster. I love you guys. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
This is the end of the message today. Thank you again for listening to our podcast.